This is a special report on the Gaza 21 for July 2nd, 2009. I'm Don DeBar. We've been able to establish contact with a group of activists who were arrested illegally on the high seas by Israel earlier this week. Now calling themselves the Gaza 21, they're being held in Ramallah prison. I spoke with three of them earlier today.
This is Maria McGuire. I am the Irish Nobel Peace Laureate from Northern Ireland. I'm here with Congressman Cynthia McKinney and the human rights activists from around the world. We sailed on the 21st of June from Cyprus to take some toys to Gaza, and we were hijacked by the Israeli Navy on our ship within Gazan waters, and by gunpoint taken to Israel, where we were arrested and have spent the last two nights here in Israeli detention and Israeli jail. We will now be deported, and all we were doing was taking toys and medicine to the people of Gaza. This proves that Gaza is indeed an occupied territory, because Israeli policy of occupation and collective punishment of 1.5 million people of Gaza. They've cut them off from the entire world. They've cut off their sea routes, blockaded the entire sea route. They've cut off the borders. They bombed their airport. So for over 2 years, they have been adopting a policy of collective punishment of the people of Gaza. This is against the Geneva Conventions and international laws and all human rights. And we came to stand for human rights, for international laws to be upheld. We hope that President Obama will insist that the Israeli government uphold human rights international laws and the UN resolutions, because the people of Gaza and Palestine are suffering terrible under very severe and punitive restrictions.
This is Jacqueline Sheets speaking from a cell block in Israel. We're here as part of the what we call Free Gaza 21, 21 global citizens who are on a boat and kidnapped out of, as we entered Gazan waters. The Israeli government knew we were coming. We informed that we were unarmed citizens. We had nothing but aid for the Palestinians. And out of this experience, we're able to see how desperately the Palestinians must feel with constant structural and military violence that they've experienced over the last 40, 60 years. And this is just a small taste for us, but we do hope that people start to stand in solidarity with the Palestinians and correct this huge human rights violation imposed upon them by the Israeli government.
This is Cynthia McKinney, and I'm calling from an Israeli prison cell block. The Free Gaza 21, who are human rights activists trying to take medical supplies, building supplies, and mostly crayons for children. I had a suitcase full of crayons for children to Gaza. And while we were on our way to Gaza, the Israelis threatened to fire on our boat. We did not turn around. Because we didn't turn around, the Israelis hijacked us because we wanted to give crayons to the children of Gaza. While we've been here, we have heard stories. We're in the women's section, and I have met women from Eritrea, Ethiopia, Sudan, Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, Niger, and all of these women say the same thing, that they arrived here in a very difficult way. They came here through the United Nations. They have paperwork from the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. But when they arrived in Israel, they were taken by the police, because Israel says to them, there is no UN in Israel. And what they all say is that we as foreigners have no rights. It's clear that the children of Palestine also don't have any rights. something as simple as crayon for children. We have not committed any crime. We have been detained, and we want the people, really, of the world to see how we have been treated just because we wanted to deliver humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza. It is incumbent upon President Obama to stand by his reported policy of easing the Gazan blockade and of allowing building supplies, medical supplies, and school supplies to go through. We call upon President Obama to use the highest levels of his authority to transmit this message to the Israelis. Let the Free Gaza 21 go, but also help the Palestinian people and the children of Gaza to assert and enjoy their natural human rights.
Yesterday afternoon, there was a large rally outside the Israeli consulate in New York City on 2nd Avenue and 43rd Street. Later today, we'll have sound and video from that event. Keep coming back and send to your friends for continuing updates on this and other urgent stories taking place around the world. I'm Don DeBar.